Welcome to the Vocabulary List Tool, an amazing and easy-to-use tool to help you memorize Hebrew and Greek from the Bible. You can find this feature located in two places. First, on the main toolbar is our quick shortcut to New Document, which is located here. If you click on the icon, a New Document list will appear. If you click on the triangle as seen here, you can choose from the menu. Also, if you go to the main menu and choose File, then choose New, you may choose from the New Document list. Let's click on Vocabulary List, located near the bottom. Please note that you can name your vocabulary list here. Let's leave the default name and click the OK button to proceed. Immediately, a window appears to rename your vocabulary list, as well as choose a language. Because Logos is multilingual, you have the ability to choose from over 70 languages. Wow! Let's choose Greek for this demonstration. Next, let's click OK. Let's begin by adding words to our vocabulary list. Click once on the Add icon located here. Please note, you have several choices. You can add vocabulary from a Bible passage. You can also add vocabulary from a previously created word list. You can also create your own section name in order to customize how your vocabulary lists are organized. Once a section is created, you can add single entries with the Add Entry menu choice. For this demonstration, let's choose Add Bible Passage. First, we need to select a Greek Bible. Let's type NA27 for the Nestle-Aland Greek New Testament with Graham Cord morphology, as seen here. Next, we need to choose a Bible passage by typing in a verse range. Let's type Jude and retrieve all the vocabulary from this book. Next, click OK. Please notice that a section titled Jude has been created. Column 1 is the lexical or lemma form. Column 2 is the frequency this word appears in our selection of the book of Jude. The third column is the gloss. In the event you wish to edit this list, simply click once on any row of information and the row has become highlighted. Next, click the Edit icon as seen here. Notice we have several boxes to make additional edits and changes. Please note, the word box is an optional internal name that you can give this word. It won't appear anywhere else but here, nor can it be printed out. Let's click OK. If you wish to print your vocabulary onto cards, Logos provides the ability to do so. Simply click the Print Cards icon as seen here, and choose your option, All, Selected, those you have previously highlighted, or Section. Next, click the Print Front icon. After printing the front side, Logos will be ready to print the back side after you reinsert your just printed list. When you are finished, click Close. You now have a set of cards to review, but before we complete this demonstration, let's cover some additional material. First, you can select more than one word for printing by holding down the Control button on your keyboard and then left mouse click on each word to print. You can also sort your vocabulary list by frequency or by alphabet. Simply right mouse click on the section title as seen here and then choose from the menu your choice. Lastly, if you manually enter a word without knowing the gloss, simply click on the Add Gloss button, and if you typed your word correctly, Logos will insert a gloss automatically. In closing, visit the following link for additional information on this tool and more importantly to download a vocabulary list from some of the major Hebrew and Greek grammar books for free.